This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When was the last semi? Oh. Apart from when Nacho's goal went in, when was the last semi?
Let's bring the stats on it. Jamie will know the stats from it. It was about 19. So Jamie was born probably last time he got to the semi final. Que sera, sera. Oh. Whatever.
Come on! It was 1982. 1982, the last time we got to a semi final.
Que sera, sera. Hey, boys, doesn't this send the same? Wembley, we're the famous Leicester City, and we're going to Wembley.
Wembley! Oh, well, what a game that was. Bloody hell.
Didn't they send a statement out to the league now? Not just, you know, we've had a bit of a sticky patch, but we're starting to get players back. You know, the result today, West Ham 3, Arsenal 3. You know, we go to the international break on a massive high before playing Manchester City in the next round and then West Ham. This sends a statement out because we've absolutely deserved this game tonight. We've absolutely mugged Man United off. We've pressed them. We've hassled them. And like we said, leave everything out there. And today you left it all out there, Leicester City, and you got rewards from it. An FA Cup semi-final against Southampton, what will be no easy game, but what a way to get into the next round.
Absolutely brilliant. Finally done it. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, Jamie?
Cheers, all. Oh, it has. 39 years is a long way, isn't it? 39 years of hurt, as the song goes, or however, I can't remember what the song was now. But yeah, absolutely, fully deserved it. Like Tom says, pressurised them, that first goal. Absolutely fantastic. Put the pressure on. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant it was. Just enjoyed it from the first minute to the last.
I don't know if anyone's watching the coverage still, but yeah, Ian actually just got a lovely reception there. Just about to go into the tunnel from all the coaching staff and Madison as well, giving him the high fives and the big hugs. So look, he has been so, I mean, there's no words really. The difference in him from, you know, this time last year to now, even three months ago, you know, to now, it's ridiculous. Fair play to him. You know, he's deserved every goal because he's worked so hard over the last few games. And another two, was it? It was two today. Yeah, another two today.
Yeah, two. Seven in four now.
Yes, exactly. So,
you and know, an assist.
And an assist, yeah.
I'm going to read out a few fans' comments. We want to get as many comments in as we can, obviously. Get your views in, get your comments in. Fee says, well done, lads, on the commentary. Southampton, here we come. Zach says, cheers, everybody. James is saying Jamie's on the beer, he's enjoying it. Semi-finals, says Santos, deserve winners. We definitely deserve to win that, you're right. Sean,
far the better team.
Yeah, by far. Chris says, what a performance. Carl says, great game, singing here in Cyprus, come on. Big smiles, what a win, says full-time Foxes. Ben says, big smiles on Lineker's faces. Zach says, trying to hide his emotions, but he can't. Charlie's saying, Wembley's only for finals. Charlie, let's not grumble about that. We've not been anywhere in a long time since we've got there. Andy says he loves a good semi, don't we all, Andy? we all know what Andy means, yeah. So thank you for that. David says, man who? Let's get some people's comments in. We've got loads of fans as ever clicking in. Let's see. I'm going to try and get as many on as possible. Let's start with Gray. Great, how are you? least bit Wembley.
All right, boys. Well, all right. What a win. What a result that was, eh?
Are you excited about a chance for Leicester to maybe get to a final, Gray?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It was it was a good turnout by all the boys. There wasn't one player that didn't put 110% in today. Thoroughly deserved. Well done, lads. And with great draw for the semi-final. So, one hand on the cup, hopefully.
Well, I agree again. Let's add Elijah in as well. Elijah, again, Gray said everybody turned up. That was our fear before the match, wasn't it, that the players were going to turn up, but they certainly did today.
Yeah, it was a fantastic effort all around, and I can't pick out any performance to criticize. I think it was a great day.
Absolutely. I mean, if we get on to man of the matches, Tom, who would be in the mix? I mean, I'm struggling to see past Nacho, to be fair. Yeah,
probably Nacho. Fofana was a beast at the back for me today. Stepped in so many times and won the ball, but Nacho by a country mile. Two more goals and assist. Absolute brilliant. But a special mention to Vardy again. He might have snatched at the chance he got, but he's starting to see the Vardy of old. The sharpness is coming back, and it won't be long before he's scoring goals again. But Nacho, for me, takes man of the match hands down tonight. Brilliant performance from him, and more to come.
And Lox, how about your man of the match?
Yeah, I agree. You can't look past Nacho. I don't think anyone will look past Nacho, if I'm honest. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they do. Fofana, again, just as Tom said, I think he's up there with him. He was quality at the back today. Not much to say. I think Tielemans was good, you know, as he has been all season, steady, dictating the play. There was no real standouts, I think, you know. Nacho, the first goal, was fortunate. Obviously, he did press the goalkeeper and win that. But, it's another two goals for him. And, I mean, if he's scoring goals, that's all that matters because it helps us out.
We've got loads of people to get on, so I'm going to have to be quite quick, Gray and Elijah. But, Gray, you're man of the match. And, Gray, also, Man United fans can't really grumble about that defeat, can they, today? I think Leicester completely outfoxed them.
Definitely. Brendan got his tactics right today. 100% to Brendan. He's my man of the match, to be fair. I think he got his tactics right and made the right substitutions at the right time. And all this talk of Brendan Rodgers going to Spurs in the summer, why would he go there when he's going to have no money if they sack Mourinho? He's got a youth team, he's got the new training ground and everything else, and potentially Champions League football. So happy days, Brendan says, another season.
Yeah, Elijah, I think Gray's got a point there. Brendan did get it right, didn't he?
Yeah, I unfortunately I couldn't watch the match proper, but I followed a play-by-play, and it just seemed like everything went right. We showed up in the first half, and then we improved even more in the second. We kept putting pressure on, we kept making chances, and I was a little worried after the Sheffield game, like everything felt so positive, but there was a little voice in the back of my head saying, it was just Sheffield United, though. This has proven that we're back.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Elijah. Thanks, Gray, for joining us. I'm going to let you go so we can get more on.
No worries. Take care, lads.
Cheers, lads.
Take care.
Cheers, Gray. He's gone.
He's gone. I'd love to be saying to them, I look forward to seeing you at Wembley in the semi-final, but we're obviously not going to be at that. But a slight chance if we did get the final. I've just added in Jack, and I'm going to add in Jono. Yes, Lox.
Yeah, I can see there's loads and loads of people.
There's loads.
I'm going to head off, but yeah, just want to say thanks to everyone for watching, liking, getting your comments in, the super chats, the super stickers as well. Much appreciated. Semi-final time, you know, against Southampton. My clap has gone, but can we do a little sing-song before I go? Can we all do a little K-Sara,
Wembley,
whatever
you'll be.
We're going to Wembley. It's not very tuneful, lads.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Lox. See you later. Bye-bye. We'll let Lox go. We've got... he's gone. There he is. We've got Jono in here. I'm going to add Mark in as well. Thanks, Jono. Let's come to you. First time probably for you to remember Leicester getting to a semi-final.
Yeah, we've never been in the semi-final yet since I've been a fan for a long time. So I'm just ecstatic. Absolutely. I think every player played phenomenal. I think Ndidi for me is man of the match. He was unreal. Tracking back, every tackle he made was unbelievable. Every player played phenomenal. Kasper Schmeichel's save against Bruno Fernandes was world class. All round brilliant performance. And yeah, brilliant to finally go to Wembley. Can't wait.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Jono. I mean, stick around. I agree, Mark. Thanks for coming on. I thought Ndidi had a great game. Obviously, Nacho, who would you be giving man of the match to, Mark?
Ndidi. He was absolutely phenomenal. Every time he touched the ball, he made a difference for us. Didn't give it away. He broke up their play. He was absolutely... I know, like, Nacho scored the goals and Fofana was really good. But to me, Ndidi was absolutely fantastic today.
Yeah, Jamie, I mean, a lot of Leicester fans, the FA Cup is the big one for them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've always said that. You know me, when we had that conversation about Europa League or FA Cup, I've always said FA Cup, no matter what. And we're 90 minutes away from that. Well, we're 90 minutes away from the semi-final. Now we're 90 minutes away from that final. Told you. The FA Cup has still got its magic. For us clubs like Leicester, it's what we need. It's still got that magic. Come on, we're there. We're in that semi-final.
Ross.
Wow.
Go on, give us your views.
I'm lost for words. I mean, in a good way, obviously. Just, I've seen, since I've seen Leicester, I've seen us obviously in four quarterfinals, and we've lost every one. And to see us win this one, you know, not a lot of people didn't give us hope. I mean, apart from Leicester fans, you know, if you look at Leicester this Man U, people say, oh, Man U. And you know what? What did we say on the show this morning, Jamie and everyone? When Man U have not lost their away game, what is it? First time for everything. First time for
23 games it was.
23 games. And the first time, there's good and bad in this one. It's the first time we've gone to the semi-final since 1982. And we can't go. That's the only downside to it. And do you know what? I don't see why. I've said it on shows. I think we're going to go in and win it. I want the FA Cup. And I've said it since day one. And I've just had a song. You know, obviously, we had the post on Gallup before. So when we won League One, I remember this song coming on. I'll play it for a few seconds. Good old Rocking All Over the World. I'm sure people know this song.
They always play it at Wembley.
Yeah. My favourite song. Go.
But start learning the words, then.
Better
status quo.
Yeah, status quo. Just absolutely fantastic. And man of the match, Ndidi. And I said it in my commentary. He's by far, if he's not one of the best holding midfielders in the Premier League. He is outstanding. I've said it before, my opinion is better than Conte. He was outstanding today. One of Ndidi's best performances. Nacho, brilliant goals. Tielemans, what a strike. That was like a carbon copy of Perez's goal last week against Sheffield United at the edge of the box in the bottom corner. Listen, Locke said about we got lucky with the first goal. We up the old count. No matter how we get him in, whether it hits him in the face, hits him in the leg, anything, it's a goal. 3-1. I can't believe it. First time we beat him since 2014. We're going to go on and win the FA Cup. No matter who we get, we don't need a Southampton, Chelsea. Bring them on, because we're going to go on and win that FA Cup, bring it home for the first time in our life. I'm going to see Leicester City out of the pandemic. I've lived through it. I'm going to go out of it. We're going to win the FA Cup. That's what's going to happen.
Thanks, Ross.
I'm going to get a few drinks now.
Cheers, Ross.
I'll beat you to it.
Have a good night.
I'll
enjoy yourself to it.
I will.
Jono's on the red wine.
Everybody's having a beer. Yes.
Mark's Jono, pints.
Ross, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to have Jack in because he's been waiting patient. Thanks, Ross.
No worries, bye.
Let's get Jack in.
See you, Ross.
Jono, obviously we've got Southampton in the semi-finals. I think we've got to be very, very careful not to be too blasé about it, haven't we?
Oh, we can't take us like, oh, we've beat Manchester United, we can easily beat anybody. No. For example, like before the Sheffield United game, I was nervous because they got a new manager. I'm like, we can't take this for granted. Same with Southampton. They want, they're in their position. They're like, they're not getting relegated and they're in a bad form. They want to win. They want to get in good form. They want to fight for this FA Cup. So for me, I think we need to play even better than we did today against Southampton. But for me, yeah. Brilliant performance today, and I think we should play well against Southampton against the final.
I mean, there's me, Mark, there's me saying, you know, we can't take Southampton lightly. We have got a plum draw in a semi-final there. We've got the perfect draw.
We have. I mean, obviously, 9-0's a good game to sort of set your sights for. But what we've got to remember is they come back and bit us in the arse, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, and they're not a pushover at the minute. I think their manager's a little bit under more pressure now than he was when we beat them 9-0. But I don't take any team for granted.
Go on, Jamie. You were going to say something.
Just a couple of things. We're saying about taking teams for granted. You remember when we played Villa in the cup in the semi-final last year? We took them a bit for granted then, didn't we, last year? And I think we've got to be a bit more on the ball. And we've just got to go there. It's another game. All we've got to think, it's another game. It's a one-off game. And we've just got to win. Not like, oh, it's going to be easy. The confidence might be high. But we've got to be careful because we did exactly the same against Villa, didn't we? We were too overconfident. And another thing I'd just like to say about the game, Kasper Schmeichel, what a save from Fernandes. He had absolutely nothing to do all game. And then he made that outstanding save in, what, the 89th, 88th minute or whatever it was, something like that, right near the end. If that had gone in, it would have been squeaky bum time for certain because they'd have just piled the pressure on. But so I think Kasper, but you, my man of the match, I'm going for Soyuncu because I thought he was outstanding. In that second half when there was some pressure on, he made so many challenges. And that tackle he made in the box, old-fashioned, like the commentator said, an old-fashioned tackle, sliding in and winning the ball, clean as you like. So for me, even though Nacho scored two and got an assist, Soyuncu, you know how I all love Soyuncu. So yeah, my man of the match would be Soyuncu. But Kasper Schmeichel doesn't get the praise he deserves. And he was outstanding with that, just that one save. It kept us in the game.
I'm probably just edging with Liam to Ndidi being the man of the match today. I know Tom's going for Nacho, Asanku as well. Yeah, you think so, Mark? Yeah, and Jono as well. Jack, I think you've been waiting patiently. Go on, give us your views on seeing Leicester get to a semi-final.
Come on, boys. I were confident. I said to that Man United fan, I said, I'm not having it. I said, the run's
was
come
he
to an end and he sat there. You know, he said, oh, we're unbeaten since January, this, that, and the other. I weren't having none of it. I said, runs have come to an end. I said, in life, you know, things have got to come to an end. And it proved it. We were phenomenal from the first minute to the 90. We had Man United in the pocket all game. And all back three of Evans, Soyuncu, and Fofana, absolutely superb. And that's all down to Brendan Rodgers, isn't it? That he wanted them to play as a three, and he's got exactly that. And look how good they are. We were like Manchester City, we was today. Completely bossed the game.
I mean, Tom, I thought Man United got the tactics wrong, but they've probably got more of an eye on top four and Europa League than the FA Cup. I think Solskjaer clearly did that with his team selection, Tom.
I'm not going to have he got his tactic wrong. I think individual mistakes have cost them today. You know, if you look at the first goal, why is Maguire picking the ball up and looking to pass the ball forward when he knows Tielemans is closing Fred down? That's not anything Solskjaer can do. You know, for me, we thoroughly deserved the game today. We took it to Man United. We worked out where the gaps were in between their midfield, and we did it most of the game. We're passing through the lines for fun. And I'm not going to have that Solskjaer got anything wrong today because he threw the big guns on and they put a little bit of pressure onto us, but didn't really change the game when they brought all those big names on. And we saw it out comfortable in the end. As Jamie said, Soyuncu, Johnny Evans, Fofana, they didn't really get troubled that much. Yes, we made one mistake for their goal, but look, today's an all-round great performance from Leicester. Like I said, leave everything you had out there, and we had a week off, and I think that made a massive difference to our fitness levels. We were able to press higher and higher every time. Look, it's a massive win for this football club, and I Dublin summed it up. Everyone will talk about Man City. They should be talking about Leicester, because teams are not going to want to face Leicester at the moment. And let's not get it wrong. In 4 weeks' time, there's a good chance that Leicester City will have Harvey Barnes back in and around the first team. There's a good chance that Madison's going to be back in and around the first team. You suddenly
did you see Madison celebrate?
Yeah.
It shows you how much it means to him. Everyone talks about players don't really care about being at a football club. This bunch of team are playing for the football club. You can tell that. And look, we're into a semi-final. It'll be a tough semi-final. Whatever happens, it's not going to be an easy game, but we're there. And let's celebrate these ones because they don't happen that often, as we've seen 40 years.
The way we're playing, though, will they get back into the team?
Well, yeah, again, that will be part of the debate in a few weeks' time. I agree. Just before we wrap up, I'm going to just ask you all the same question. I'll start with Jono. Jono, do you believe the cup that our name's on the cup this season?
99%. Absolutely. Like, Ndidi was just world-class. Fofana was, like, the world, like, not just good, world-class. They were absolutely brilliant. Schmeichel was fantastic. Iheanacho was brilliant. Alonso MP, complacent against Southampton. As I said, no one's to play against Leicester because we can play multiple tactics. We can play under pressure, we can play brilliantly. Behind through, we can play brilliantly. I think this is our cup to win this year, definitely.
Mark, how about your views?
I think our name's on the cup final.
Yeah, okay.
And then,
that's hedging your bets.
We'll take it.
Sitting on the fence there.
I think so.
I mean, Jack, I hear what Mark's saying. Obviously, it does depend on Southampton game, and then it would depend. There's some other big clubs in there, Man City being looking very intimidating.
I ain't scared of Man City. I ain't scared of Chelsea. Take anybody. If we carry on the way we're playing, yeah, we can beat anybody on our day. We've got Manchester City next. You know, I'm not scared of them in the league either. So why should we be? We should be confident and positive and go to Wembley, get through the semi-finals and bring the cup home. And come on, boys, let's go and win it.
What, one word, Phil. You talk about Man City, Wigan Athletic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Does not matter about what team you play in a cup final. It's a cup final. And for me, you get to the cup final, it's about who can handle the pressure the most. If you handle the pressure, you've got every opportunity to win it. And for me, Leicester have got every chance of winning this. And I'm 100% sure we're going to go and do it this year. And what a year it would be, finish off if we can get a top four in an FA Cup. Brilliant by the boys. But let's go get past Southampton first and we'll go from there for me.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Yeah, I agree. But just one thing, like I said, the FA Cup is the big trophy that I know we haven't never won in 136 years, and I've always wanted to win it. Old school me, the magic of the cup is still there. We're in the semi-final for the first time in 39 years. Come on!
It's been far too long. Listen, I'm going to say thanks to all of you guys for joining us. Thanks especially Tom and Lox for doing the watch-along. Tom, you look like you're itching to just say something.
I'm just buzzing, mate. Just buzzing. Like, to do that watch along at the beginning, like I said, I thought we'd win 3-0. Even when the goal went in, I was so confident that the boys would turn up after that first 45 minutes. And I'm just buzzing, mate. Absolute buzzing, because I feel we're going into the back end of the season. What Rodgers talked about two seasons ago, my teams get better. Well, I think they are getting better, and that's without four key players or three key players. So keep it up, boys, and the city's with you. I can promise that now.
Brilliant. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tom, Jamie, Jack, Mark and Jono. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to let you guys. Cheers. We can all go and have a beer.
Cheers.
We can actually enjoy the fact we are going to Wembley and we're one step away from going there for the real FA Cup final. Thanks to everybody for everything that they've done. Thanks, of course, for all your comments. Last couple of comments. Fee says, we need to win this cup. Nick says, win the FA Cup, fans ready for the Community Shield. That's true, actually. That would be nice. I know there'll be some tickets probably for the FA Cup final, but they will be like rocking horse doodars. So, yes, indeed. Patrick says, see you in 2 weeks. Yeah, it is international break. Thanks, as ever, for all your views. Thanks to Tom and Lots for the watch-along. And thanks mostly for all your comments. Leicester are going to Wembley. Let's have a bit of this. See you soon. Thanks, everybody, for all your views, all your comments. Like and share all our content and follow us wherever you are on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Periscope. We appreciate all your comments and all your kind words. See you soon.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.